Thank you. Been so long I have to write my message down now so I know what to say. Mighty glad to be here today. It's just a pleasure to be back on stage with all these fellas. Been a lot of water run under the bridge since we were actually on the road together as a band, and we're just tickled to death to be here today. Let me introduce everybody to you so you know who they are and where they're from. From over here in Blairsville, Georgia, most folks around this area knows him real well. plays a fiddle, does a real fine job. He used to sing a whole lot. Well, we'll get him on the quartet number here in a little bit. But let's make him welcome, if you would, Mr. Randall Collins on the fiddle. How about it? The second fiddle from up in Knoxville, Tennessee, a young man that plays that second fiddle as good as anybody I've ever heard. Let's make him welcome, if you would, Mr. Jerry Moore. How about it? Next young man right here, originally from over in Anderson, South Carolina, moved over to Livonia, Georgia like I did. He got married and he had to follow his wife wherever she went, so wound up over in Livonia, Georgia. But let's make him welcome, if you would. Plays a real fine mandolin, does a lot of good tenor work for us. We're going to let him sing a solo for you here a little bit later on. Let's make him welcome, if you would, Mr. Larry Jefferson. How about it? The next young man on the bass fiddle back here, we played a many of a tune together. We played together even before the Dixie Bluegrass Boys because we married sisters. Let's make him welcome from over in Whetstone, South Carolina. Does a real fine job playing the old doghouse and singing a lot of baritone. Let's make him welcome, if you would, my brother-in-law, Mr. Sam Cobb. How about it? Next on the banjo over here, there's just not enough really to say about Al. He's such a fine musician and a good guy to go along with it. That'll be five, Al. No, really, truly, we've picked a many of a tune together, and we really thank the world of Al. And he lives over in near Greenville, not in Greenville, but near Greenville.
Glassy Mountain.
Let's make him welcome, if you would, on the five-string banjo, Mr. Al Osteen. How about it? I now reside in Otto, North Carolina, and I told a lady this morning I was filling out to take one of these direct TVs, and she said, "Now, what did you say the name of that town was again?" I said, "Otto, North Carolina." She said, "How you spell it? A-U what?" I said, "No, ma'am, O-T-T-O, and you can't spell it backwards. You can turn it either way." But I love it up in Otto. There's a lot of good folks there. I believe Ray Peek and his wife here somewhere or another in the crowd. I don't know exactly where they're sitting at, but yeah, I see them back here now. We're glad to have them with us. Also, Jack and June's up on the hill here. We're tickled to death to have them with us from up the church. And let's see, what are we doing, fellas?
I can't read it.
Okay. Anybody got a pair of glasses they can loan out? Also glad to see Ray McPhail from up in Highland, North Carolina. I don't know where he's sitting at, but he's in the right there he is. We're going to get Al to bring the banjo around and do a little instrumental tune for you, kind of a swingy type thing that he does a real fine job on. Maybe you'll enjoy it. And we'd like to send this out to Catherine Mashburn, Rob Mashburn's wife. She's here somewhere. I don't know exactly where she's sitting at. But I think Rob done the best job on this song right here anybody I ever heard. I think he had maybe the number one cut on this song right here. All right.